Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. A lot of discussion on Saquon today. And his usage here, 26 touches in week number one. Should the Eagles be careful? Most people today say, no!
No!
Run him into the ground! Shut up and stop being plant-based, Joe. That's all right. I'll be the plant-based guy today. Hugh could be a football player once a week, twice a week.
Happy for you, Hugh.
Then lose a sack today. All right, we got a football player weighing in on Saquon. A pretty good football player. He's a goof, but he's a darn good football player, actually. The latest from Micah Parsons, Hugh. Here's what he had to say about Saquon Barkley and his debut with the Eagles.
Like, yo! Saquon Barkley adding to this Eagle offense, I think, was better than a lot of people ever imagined. You create now, for granted, they had some great running backs come through there. Sorry, my apologies. They had some great running backs come through there, right? They had Miles Sanders, DeAndre Swift. Now they just added Saquon. Each all of them went Pro Bowl, All Pro. So I already expected Saquon to do that. But I think Saquon has a chance to be Offensive Player of the Year in this new offense. I mean, receiving touchdown, two rushing touchdowns, over 100 total all-purpose yards. It looked very dynamic, and he looked very explosive. He looked very back to normal Saquon. I tweeted that the Giants should be under investigation. You know why? Because how do you let this explosive weapon go to an NFC rival?
So a couple of things there. Saquon Micah talking about how great Saquon was.
Penn State alum.
But you know, the other thing is, Hugh, every time he talks about the Eagles, doesn't it just sound like he wants to be here?
You know what? I hear what you're saying, Joe, but you know what I think Micah's doing? He's talking in a space of what we do. But he's actually a player.
He's a current
Cowboy.
Because
let me tell you who else does that to a certain extent. Big Play.
Slay.
Yeah. Slay does the same thing.
Well, they have their podcast. Yeah.
And they're trying to, I'm assuming they're trying to, you know, get ready for their second career. You know, and people listen to them, and they probably have a huge following. And they want to hear things like that. So it's one of those things. In the era that we came out of, well, I came out of, I should say, that would probably not happen.
Well, especially praising an opponent, praising your number one rival.
Especially when you talk about what this division could potentially be. It could be up for grabs for two teams.
Yeah.
And to do all of that's unheard of. But these guys are different. We've seen this every Sunday for the last 5 to 6 years. These guys are different. The things that they do are different. The fact that they, which I don't have a problem with, but they exchange jerseys immediately after the game. They're just different. And I know a lot of fans get mad at the fact that these guys are as cool as they are. But you got to get over that, because a lot of these guys off the field are buddies. They went to school together. They don't look at the rivalry the same way that we looked at the rivalry back in the day.
Remember when we did the polygraph day? And when one of the questions was, do you hate the Cowboys?
Yes.
Do you think Micah could pass a polygraph, do you hate the Eagles? I don't think he could.
No, Micah's the type of guy. Like, I don't know him. But this is what I gather when I see him. He's the type that goes with the new hotness.
Yeah.
The fact that, you know, he came to town. You know, he watched the game, the basketball game, mm-hmm. in the Sixers jersey. And as soon as the Sixers were eliminated, he's in Boston with a Boston jersey on. He has no issue with that. He has no issue with – there's nothing in his mind that says it's egregious or wrong to wear another team's jersey. Like, perfect example, when I came here, I knew for a fact – leaving Atlanta. Like, I don't think I would get a lot of heat for wearing a Falcons. Like, this weekend, I definitely would. But if I wore, like, a Falcons t-shirt, that wouldn't be a problem. But if I wore a Braves t-shirt.
Oh, they'd throw you in the river.
Oh, my goodness.
You'd be out.
And I knew. And let me tell y'all, I had some nice-ass Braves t-shirts. And y'all know how I feel about t-shirts. I was like, nah, I don't want that smoke.
Good morning, Atlanta.
Hey, Kyle, I gave them away. I was like, hey, man, y'all can have these. Kept a few things that the Falcons gave me that were like personal things that you give to like the radio host of the city. Kept a few of those. Never wore them. Like, they gave me a jersey. Never wore it. They gave me one of those old school like Falcons hoodies. It's in a box. That the box that they gave it to me, because it's more of not an heirloom, but a
keepsake.
Yeah, there you go.
I get it.
But knowing certain things, didn't bring any Hawks gear.
Keep that at
definitely,
home.
Oh, hell no. Didn't do that.
Probably should give that away.
Yeah, I gave given away. So it's like, you just know, man, like certain things that to some fans are just unforgiving.
Yeah, I well, that's true. And I just think Mike is goofy. Like most Cowboys
Micah,
are goofy.
Micah smokes weed, man. I'm convinced he smokes loud. Like, I don't know him. And this is my personal opinion. He smokes weed.
He just sounds like such an airhead.
Yeah, like most Cowboy fans. Up next, Cowboy Jim. What's up, Jim?
All right, before I get to my Cowboys and Eagles predictions, I think the Sixers should move to Kansas.
Why?
I don't give a shit.
Wait,
you know what? Shut up.
There's public transportation nearby. After you leave the arena, run for your life to the train station and you'll be fine.
Yeah, I think they should stay in Philadelphia exactly where they are and stop trying to shake people down for new arenas.
Nobody cares about the Sixers arena today.
You didn't get the joke, did you? You guys are really
we got it, Jim. Jim, what do you got? You got predictions for us?
All right, my Eagles prediction. Unlike Chris from Middleton, I have to work on Monday. I have a life. But before I do that, not only do the Cowboy defense is not plant-based, not only is Micah Parsons one of the best defensive players in the league, but they have a new sheriff in Dallas, and his name is DeMarvian Overshone. Did you see him run down Watson? Jalen and Saquon are going to have...
That's not much of an accomplishment. Watson's cooked.
Did you see how great he looked? Man, Micah Parsons is sitting there going, I got help. Man, you guys don't have to worry about this. I got help. I got a linebacker that's good.
That's what you brought today?
Who cares?
Well, it's a Cowboy time right now.
No, it's not.
Listen, when I pick the, I'm going to pick the Eagles to win, which means they're going to lose. So, I mean, Bijan's going to run for 150. Cousins going to do his dink and doinks. Jalen will throw three picks, but the Eagles will win 30-21. But actually, they'll lose because I picked them to win. Mm. And as for the Cowboys, Dak's going to light it up with CD. The defense is real. The Cowboys win 40-28.
All right.
Good luck, losers.
All right, Jim, that's enough. Actually, I was feeling great about this game. Now Jim's picking the Eagles. I think that's a bad omen. Here, that's a bad omen.
I'm not worried about that, man. I can't see with the heat that we've put up, with the way we flame this defense and the way we just called Coach Fangio to task and Bryce Huff and those guys.
You think they're listening?
Man, y'all better come out humming.
Let's go.
Somebody in the city that saw Bryce Huff and Josh Sweat told him, oh, man, they're killing you on the red. Somebody told him. You best believe that.
Are you Bryce Huff? Couldn't tell. Yeah, we couldn't see on the TV the other night.
Somebody told, listen, the one thing I do believe about this beautiful city is that these Eagle fans, if they figure out who you are, they're going to let you know if you played or not. I'll never forget, me and Hollis was out my first year here. We were in Manayunk, and we went to some place, one of those breweries down there hanging out, and Hollis said to some young ladies, beautiful young ladies, he's like, hey, we play for the Eagles. She said, don't y'all need to be practicing somewhere? Y'all stink.
You were 3-13. She was right.
She was dead ass right.
She was right. You should have been out. You should have been practicing, Hugh Douglas.
Yeah, she let them know, and after that, you know, we picked her face up off the ground and we left. I expect. I don't expect too much has changed. I haven't been in the streets like I once was when I was young, but I don't expect too much has changed.
You know what's amazing about that story? 26 years later, that story sticks with you. It's still there.
No, it is, man, because I would never, coming from you know, New York, playing up there, and coming here to Philly and just the realness of the fans. The difference was in New York, nobody cared about the Jets like that. You know, not in the city. In the city, it was the Mets. It was at that time, it was the Knicks because they were pretty good.
Yeah, of course.
And the Giants. Like, we were like third-class citizens. So when you say, hey, we play for the Jets, and there's like, who?
Because they were still a team?
No, seriously, because they were in Long Island. Yeah, we were in Long Island at the time. So it was like nobody cared. But when I got here, like everywhere you went, people knew who you were. And that kind of blew my mind a little bit because I'm like, damn. And then I hadn't played a down, and people knew. And when we went out in the city after training camp, people knew. And when we started losing, people would say stuff. Hey, man, tough loss. You need to probably take your ass home and practice. Yeah.
Well, like, I mean, you guys got dragged that year.
Yeah, we got dragged.
38-0. I'm looking at the box scores. 41-16. Sheesh, 34-0 in one of those games. Hugh, what were you
man,
doing?
Man, listen, was that the Seattle game?
Opening night, opening day, 38-0 to the Seahawks.
Woo!
Man, I put that on Hugh Douglas.
Ass right. Whippings.
Yeah, 2-1.
That's Hugh's fault, for sure.
No doubt. 215-592-9494. That is how you operate. We'll get to everyone's phone calls here. All right, should we be careful with Saquon, or am I being plant-based on this? What's your take on the Saquon situation? Mets or Braves, who would you rather let in the playoffs? And we will expose a scandal at WIP. Someone accidentally went live, a la Shannon Sharp. Oh, no.
But somebody did the shy porn?
Well, hopefully not. We'll play Guess the Takes as well. What will the Talking Heads be saying next week after another Sunday of action? That's up next. Your phone calls. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And I'm ready for more NFL. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, they're ready too. They are America's number one sportsbook, and they're continuing their special offer to keep us watching more. So now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a 3-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then, with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon at a market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you could cancel anytime. Just visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WI.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid.
The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I pay. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll guess the takes. What is everyone going to be talking about Monday after week two in the NFL? Our Twitter question today was sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile, the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Couple polls today. Number one, should the Eagles be careful about Saquon Barkley's usage this season? 63% yes on this. How about that? That is a stark difference it's a plant-based response. That's fine. I mean, it's not cowardly. I consider it being smart. And the other one today, are you expecting a win over the Falcons, which we all are, 95%, which now makes me wonder if we're overlooking the Falcons. 95%.
I saw that coming.
Mm-hmm. Of course people are. That's what they do. That's what they do because they're looking at what happened last week against the the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, the Falcon game.
Yeah, and they're feeling like, you know, that we're going to get after them because they feel like we're going to get this pass rush going. Mm-hmm. They believe that.
You believe that.
Well, no, I believe that, and they do too. The fans are with me with this.
Here's the other thing. You're not going to tell me that Justin Fields is going to go into Atlanta and get a win. Meanwhile, we can't beat that same team here in Philly.
Right. I mean, I think they're going to win, too. They're catching.
It can happen.
Well, they better not. Let's put it that way. Ziggy.
See, that's the rationale right there.
It is. Ziggy in Lehigh Valley. What's up, Ziggy?
You have to look for the future.
Oh,
Ziggy.
Oh. Yeah, I'm here, Joe.
What's up, Ziggy? How are you?
Not much. Hey, listen. Don't get so excited, man. It's going to be fine. Saquon is a monster.
Monster.
Last week, I'm telling you, those DBs were already making business decisions. They didn't hit anyone in the preseason, and there's no way they were going to hit him. He's a bull. Compare him to Christian McCaffrey. McCaffrey's like a fire plug, like a fire hydrant. But Saquon's a tank. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's a great player. He's got great skill.
Fine. He's not going to get injured. He's behind a great offensive line. Great. They're going to rest him when they know he needs a little bit of rest. We're going to use him.
I'm with you, dog. I'm with you. I'm trying to get Joe right. Joe's being a little worry word over
I'm
here.
I'm not a worry word. I'm trying to get everyone in the right direction here. 26 touches, Ziggy. That's a lot.
All right. Well, listen, Joe. It's called BetterHelp. You can find a therapist that suits you. And you can.
I don't need. Well, I mean, I could. And if you use that, it's great. But I have 4 hours a day on WIP. This is my BetterHelp.
This is therapy. This is therapy right here, baby.
You have to check that. You have anxiety. You got to check that.
I have running back anxiety. I do.
There's no therapy talking to guys like Cowboy Jim.
No. Yeah.
I want to face the Mets. Okay, the Mets.
You sure about that, Ziggy? You sure?
We already blew out the Braves twice. We don't got to do it again. Anyway, they have better pitching, so yeah, let's go with the Mets.
Ziggy, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. There's one element to the Mets thing.
What's that?
That we didn't bring up earlier. Remember what happened when the Knicks played the Sixers in the first round?
And we thought we had them.
Well, not just that. That the series was a toss-up. But what happened with the fans when the Knicks came?
Oh, they were deep.
They came here.
Yeah, so they're going to be here tonight.
No, but I mean in the playoffs. Do you want a whole half a stadium of Mets fans coming down here?
I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think it would be as bad as the Sixers. Yeah. I think a lot of Sixers ticket holders gave up their tickets, right, and moved off it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't anticipate that being with the Phillies tickets. It would be some, though, Hugh. Like, you go to a Phillies-Braves playoffs game. I mean, how many Braves fans are there? 500, 1,000 maybe out of the 40,000, right? Mm-hmm. It's a very, very small amount. If the Mets played the Phillies in the playoffs,
It's going to be more.
I mean, that it just happens. It's part of the when you play a rival that's very close to you, it happens. I'd rather play the Braves. I don't think the Braves are very strong this year comparatively. Let's talk to David in Westchester. What's up, David?
Hey, you guys need to track down Sharon Pugh and give her some time on the air so she can rebut Hugh Douglas.
We do, David.
Absolutely. That poor woman, I feel bad for her.
Well, no, she asked for it.
She's still working at McDonald's. She probably owned a couple McDonald's.
She fired Hugh.
She'd be all right.
She did fire. Yeah, her Jack Del Rio. What's up with that?
She did fire me.
All right, Joe, I'm going to end this discussion right after this call. You're going to agree with me 100%.
God, finally.
But what I need you to do is put on your glasses, because you obviously don't have them on, because I need Smart Joe for this.
All right? Glasses are officially on. Go ahead.
Okay. Would you agree that Vince Lombardi knows a little bit about football?
Yes.
Okay, so Vince Lombardi was quoted as saying, there is only one way to succeed in anything, and that is to give it everything. So do you think resting Saquon, being careful Saquon is everything, I'm going to say no. Would you agree?
I would agree, but we're fighting for a bigger picture than just beating the Falcons in week two here.
No.
Yeah.
Vince said it. All right, we got to agree. Now, here's where we're going to just end this discussion right now. Are you ready? Hey, Saquon, you want to run the ball? You do? Okay, Saquon wants to run the ball. Burgers will be ready in a minute. Don't eat that plant-based butter.
Oh, he's in. He's at the house.
He's at the house, yeah. He's there with him.
That's a good one.
So we let Saquon decide on his usage?
Let him do his thing.
Yeah, well, but current players famously know more than the teams. I mean, David, we appreciate the call. But if you ask any pitcher, they want to come out of the game. No, I'm good.
Some of them might want to
come most don't.
Some of them, when they're getting lit up.
You got a couple snaps left in you? Yes. I mean, you can't trust the player on this.
No, you can ask me. I ain't got no snaps left in me.
That's because you used to be a player.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm cool. I'm not trying to do that.
Yeah, now you're more plant-based than you used to be there.
Definitely.
Yeah. We all agree on that.
I'm comfortable with that. Comfortable.
I know you are. All right, let's grab Jay in West Philly. What's up, Jay?
Hey, yo.
What's up, Jay?
Please tell me this is an act, man.
What do you mean?
You're scared of everything, man. This is ridiculous.
So if I'm scared of everything, I'm on brand, Jay, right? Am I on brand?
You are definitely on brand.
It can't be possible for you to be scared of everything, Joe. Everything.
See, you consider it scared. I just consider it thinking clearly. No, I'm not scared of the Braves. I don't. I want the Braves.
Saquon the ball.
How many times, Jay? 25 a game?
He should get 20 a game, minimum.
Minimum
20 times a game.
Why do you think nobody in the NFL does this anymore? You think they're all scared? All the NFL teams?
What you mean? The Ravens just signed Henry. Didn't McCaffrey get money?
No, but they don't give them the ball 20 times per game. 20 times per game.
It's one game. Was that the Super Bowl? Was that the season?
I was fine with week one, Jay. I'm saying now moving forward, they got to be careful.
Yo, when you go out, you and your wife go out together, right? The dinner and all that stuff?
Yeah, of course.
How they go out separate.
Yeah, everything with somebody. Oh, it might be people over there. Oh, like, you're really scared of everything. I don't know how she go out with you at the time, man.
Jay, let me ask you a question. When you cross the street, do you look if the cars are going by, or you just say, nah, I'm not scared? Now I'm scared for you, Jay. I want you to stay healthy because you better look both ways.
Don't be scared for me. I don't made it this far. You scared about me.
Well, I'm not sure, Jay. Sometimes I'm not sure how, Jay. We appreciate the phone call. I mean, Jay's got to look both ways.
By the grace of God.
By the grace of God, Jay's still with us. Not looking both ways before he crosses the street. I love this idea that, like, I'm from the future here where they protect the running back. You guys are back in we're in 1980s here on WIP today. This is the early 90s. Hand the ball off.
No, we're in the 60s. We brought up Vince Lombardi.
This is unbelievable. I mean, this is leather helmet stuff. I'm here today on WIP.
The best was when he said, do you and your wife go out together? Like, wait a minute. Hey, Joe, I'll meet you there.
As far as I know, Jay. As far as I'm aware.
Like, Joe, hey, hon, you want to go to dinner? Nah, I'll drive. I'll see you there.
Yeah, we'll meet up.
That's how it works.
I need to talk to someone else who's plant-based today. What's up, Miles?
Yo, guys, what's up?
Hey, Miles, what's up?
Listen, despite my best efforts and moral judgments and truly the content of my character, I agree with Joe Giglio again.
Thank you. Miles, I needed that today because I just took a call from a guy who doesn't look both ways when he crosses the street.
You absolutely hate to see that.
I'm here for you, Joe. Let me tell you, it's not just an injury thing because, Hugh, every time the injury thing has been brought up, you're like, oh, well, the Giants offensive line is garbage. There are a bunch of weenies over there. That doesn't matter. Once you're injured, you are more likely to be injured again. The body deteriorates.
And so I disagree with that.
Not only is it best for Saquon, but also the best running back room is a platoon. That's when we won the World Series, platoon running game. Well, you have young, good running backs as well. And I think if you wait till Saquon gets injured, those guys aren't going to be as ready for the game. Whereas now, nobody's talking about sitting him in a nice glass box on the sideline. But guys, you can run him maybe 10 times a game, throw him 5 passes a game, 15, 20 touches. I think that's plenty because you have so many other weapons, and it gives a chance for the backup running backs and other receivers to get a chance to touch the ball too, which will be important when inevitably, unfortunately, someone will go down.
That's right. And then they'll have a fresher Saquon in December. Like last year, we fell apart in December. This year, we could be strong in December because we have Saquon fresh and ready to go, Hugh.
I disagree with the injury-prone thing, though, on two fronts, because in college, Terrell Davis was considered an injury-prone running back. When he got to NFL, he wasn't. My first couple years in the NFL, I was considered an injury-prone player. After I got here, I was hurt 1 year, and then after that, not so much anymore.
Maybe that's because you were eating all that rich food when you were
eating all that plant-based. I wasn't plant-based back then, but I think it has something to do. But I think it has something to do with the way you train, and I also feel like with Saquon, the workload that he was getting with the Giants and the people he were playing with, they weren't on par with each other. I think it's going to be different here because of the reason I said. I think, you know, being able to not have to, you know, work as hard and run the ball more efficiently here will have an opportunity to keep him more healthy.
I mean, yes, that's true. Being behind a better offensive line will reduce his chance of injury. But his chance of injury is already higher because of how many injuries he has sustained.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that, though.
College, and, you know, maybe you have injuries in college, you come to the NFL, you're okay. But if you're in the NFL for 7 years and you got a bunch of injuries in the NFL, including one, you know, these were serious injuries, man. And I just think that the idea of putting a cap on him to some extent, I mean, he's an amazing weapon. Use him. But you don't got to run him into the ground. You don't got to go full force against the Falcons week 2, you know? I totally agree with Joe. It's like you can play him, but really the most important games that are real need to win, maybe for the number one seed, that's when you turn to your star playmakers like that with that kind of volume. You feed the hot end. But you have so many weapons that can contribute here. And I'm going to say my point again. You got a young, exciting running back room that I want to see get some touches. Kyle's over there fucking
I like the passion.
No, we love the passion
like
on
the
a
passion.
Friday. Miles, we love you. But love the passion on a Friday.
I was close to doing the same thing when he said platoon. You platoon guys like Johan Rojas and Austin Hayes or Jay Ajayi and LeGarrette Blount. You don't platoon Saquon Barkley with Will Shipley and Kenny Gainwell.
I'm with you on that. Usually platoons are two players that have similar they're similar levels, and you put them in the right spot for them. This is not that. But we also, I do think we're a little hard. I mean, someone earlier said that Gainwell is flat trash or something.
Yeah, he did. He can't stand it.
And since he got to the NFL, his career average yards per carry is like 4.4. He's not a bad running back.
Nowhere near what Saquon Barkley is.
Of course, we all know that. I'm just saying, like, if he gets four or five of the carries a game on the 25 they're going to run, it's not going to kill the Eagles.
Any Gainwell touch is a wasted opportunity. Any Shipley touch is a wasted opportunity.
Unless that Saquon touch, that Gainwell touch, means an extra Saquon touch in January. You got to think about this.
What
like
if you
that.
Give Gainwell a touch and he gets hurt, like you're so scared about with Saquon?
I told you, Will Shipley has juice. I've been trying to tell you this since August.
A lot of touching going on.
Well, while we're in the business of bubble wrapping everybody, I mean, let's not get Kenny Gainwell hurt because he could be backing up. You could spell Saquon Barkley.
I am just saying this. You make it sound like this running back room behind Saquon is a disaster.
It's just a little plant-based.
It's a little kind of a plant-based
running back room behind Saquon.
It probably is. All right, I'm going to make a quick analogy because all you guys are, you don't want to think about this stuff like I do. I'm just thinking ahead. You call me scared, okay? So I'm going to bring you inside the show here, okay? So we try to take our breaks for commercials around the same time each hour, right? Mm-hmm. That's generally how we do it. Once in a while, though, there's something's going on, or there's a call, or something funny, and we're a little late to it, right? But we have to think about this, and Kyle would know, because if we're a little late now, and then we're a little late the next segment, by the time we get to the final hour of the show, we got a million commercials we got to run, and we've got no time left. Like, you kind of have to plan. It doesn't mean, when I say this, I don't mean Monday night if it's a close game that I want to put him on the bench. I just think they need to be careful and kind of think through this, because you could wake up in 3 weeks, three close games, like the Falcon game was close, the Saints game was close, and all of a sudden, he's got 100 carries already, and it's October, like the first of October. And then what?
Well, don't you want our best content on the show within our 4 hours?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
I'm also in charge of thinking big picture around here, okay? And that for Saquon, we got to be careful. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, let's do it. We do it every week. It is time to guess the takes. What is everyone talking about on Monday morning?
It's time to guess the takes.
Yes. All right, I'll go first this week. We got another Sunday we could dive into the NFL because the Eagles are playing on Monday night this week. And, Hugh, I think a take we're going to hear on Monday, this is a double whammy. that number one, we went way too far on the Caleb Williams hype. I don't think he's close to ready to dominate the league. I mean, I saw some people saying they're going to be in the NFC title game. They're going to win 12 games. I mean, come on. He was running backwards to take sacks last week. He's a very talented and probably going to be a really good quarterback, but he's a rookie. Take a deep breath. And the other side of that is, the best rookie quarterback this year is the guy that was picked right after him. Jaden Daniels played way better last week than Caleb Williams. Jaden Daniels is going to play better again this week, and he's probably going to win and beat the Giants. The best rookie quarterback is not Caleb Williams. It's Jaden Daniels.
Joe, you know what? Can I piggyback off of this a little bit? Like, if I had come from outer space on a spaceship and I came to Earth, and the way that they were praising this man last week, talking about he won his first game as a rookie and all this other stuff hasn't been done in a while, I would have sworn that he threw for at least 300 yards and was the best quarterback out there. Joe, he was 14 for 29, 93 yards. Did not throw not nan touchdown. His QBR was 28.6. I'm kind of with you on that. But you know what? I'm going to do this. Because of what's going on and what's about to transpire, I don't know what's going to happen. But Deshaun Watson last week looked like he was disinterested in playing football for the Cleveland Browns. So I'm going to do my Browns fans a favor, and I'm going to say Jameis Winston is going to come in, and that's going to be the talk. He's going to play this weekend. He's going to come in, and he's going to save the Browns season.
Wow. Watson bench for Jameis. I like that. That's going to be a fun one if that happens on Monday. All right, Kyle, what do you think? What's your guess to take for this week?
Look out for the Arizona Cardinals.
Look out for what you mean? Look out how?
They actually are a team that could compete for the final.
I think he's right.
They could compete for the final wild card spot.
I think you're right.
Gannon's doing a good job. Kyler Murray's a pain in the ass. Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to get better as the year goes on.
They're going to beat the Rams
on Sunday.
I think they're going to. The Rams are very banged up.
That was a last second pivot by me when I looked at the matchup.
Puka's out. Their offensive linemen are all banged up.
Puka done for at least 4 weeks, right?
Yeah. And the Cardinals last week, they had the Bills, and then they let it go at the end. Is Jonathan Gannon a good coach? He might be.
Yeah, all right, fine.
Yeah, I mean, like, that just...
he said whatever you say.
He might be.
Look, if he goes, like, 9-8 and gets into the 7th seed there, I might have to admit it.
Look, he's turned that thing around. They look competent. Now we'll see if they start winning games. All right, there it is. Guess the takes for week number two. All right, let's go to Josh in Wilmington. Josh is up on WIP. Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
What's going on, man?
Happy Friday, Josh. What's up?
Nada. So, real quick, Joe, I want to just kind of lead with the Saquon stuff, right? So, like, let's do this because we all know our fan base, right? So, let's put Saquon in a situation where, you know, oh my God, there's a point in the game where we have to use him, right? But man, he was awfully close, and you know. We're going to give him some rest, or it's not the – here comes Kenny Gainwell, and he gets freaking blown up for the 1-2-yarder that we need. You know, we're all going to be screaming, why the hell wasn't Saquon Barkley in there, so on and so forth.
Paying the
you know, so it's like it's I'm with you. And you know, we brought him here, feed him.
Feed
right?
the bees, man.
Feed him.
Feed him.
And they did that, and they won, Josh, in week one.
Hey, you take him to the Golden Corral.
Yeah, we're going to Golden Corral.
Well, Hugh is actually going to the Golden Corral.
And we bring in Tupperware.
I told you, you can't do that.
I know you can't, but I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to bring my backpack. Bring my backpack.
You know what I mean? I'm going to go hit stab and grab some super big gold cups and fill them up, too.
Yeah, they got they had a big cup.
So another thing, too, Hugh, Bucky's is awesome. Bucky's is.
See,
I spent many times driving.
I'm trying to get
Bucky's
like Joe don't want to ride. He don't want to ride to New Orleans with me. I'm trying to tell you,
they have
Joe,
planes now.
It's like a supermarket. It's like a supermarket gas station.
But I can fly. You can pick me something up at Bucky's, and we'll meet
Joe,
in New Orleans.
No, take that drive any day of the week.
Joe, it's not the same thing. It's an experience. Bucky's is a experience that you have to experience.
I would like to experience Bucky's, but that's
like they got like 200 gas bays. They got like 200 gas station pumps. Yeah. Like 200 of them things.
That's a lot.
I mean, some of them got a diner in there.
And they have something.
A shower in there if you want. Ooh,
Josh, hold on. Wait a minute.
They have a shower?
Yes.
Yeah.
Joe,
guys.
They have something where they have chicken. And they have
in the shower.
Listen, see, now you're being funny. They got the baked chicken and they stuff it with lobster. They got the lobster stuffed chicken.
I think you guys are and making this up.
No, I'm not. No. Bucky's is taking the world by storm. I'm trying to get y'all right.
You know what gets me is when you're driving. For my first time, I did some over-the-road stuff, and it was all through the South. And you can't drive 5-10 miles without seeing a billboard with the Bucky.
That's the beautiful part about Bucky's, because you know what? You might be 100 miles away from a Bucky's, and they're telling you that you got 100 miles to go before you reach the Bucky's.
Listen, the snacks sound great. Right. The hat that Hugh had is cool. The 200 gas bays is great. Guys, I'm not showering at a convenience store. I don't know.
It's not a convenience store. It's a lifestyle, Joe. I'm trying to tell you. You're not listening to what
it's
I'm saying.
It's not a life I'm about to be.
Yes, it is.
Kyle, they're trying to get me to believe there's a shower in this Wawa of the South.
Even if there was, would you even come close to setting foot in there?
Dude,
contract something instantly.
I'm showering at Bucky's.
Listen, it's not
you
what
get
you
disease.
It's not what you think. I'm telling you, Bucky's.
There's no way I'm buying this.
I don't know what happened, but on my way up here, I said, you know what? When I drove from Atlanta back to Philly, I said I got to hit the Bucky's before I hit Philly. I missed it. I don't know how I missed it. But I missed it. I'm like, the whole trip, I'm like, damn, I missed Bucky's.
You can't be trusted.
I'm trying to. Please, somebody that has been to Bucky's, call in and tell these people how great Bucky's is.
Is that plant-based you talking?
This is the meatitarian that's talking to you. Bucky's is phenomenal.
I'm for anything you add to a convenience store, whatever you want to call it, like, you know, extra food, you know, burgers, pizza, coffees. I don't need a shower.
Bucky's will change your life, Joe. When you go, you'll be like,
no,
they got so much stuff.
No, I'll go in there. They just have not the shower
wall,
part.
They have a wall of different, like different snacks and stuff and different candies. It's just phenomenal.
Sounds like Wawa with a shower. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll guess the takes. What is everyone going to be talking about Monday after week 2 in the NFL? Our Twitter question today was sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile, the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Couple polls today. Number one, should the Eagles be careful about Saquon Barkley's usage this season? 63% yes on this. How about that? That is a stark difference it's a plant-based response. That's fine. I mean, it's not cowardly. I consider it being smart. And the other one today, are you expecting a win over the Falcons, which we all are, 95%, which now makes me wonder if we're overlooking the Falcons. 95%.
I saw that coming.
Mm-hmm. Of course people are. That's what they do. That's what they do, because they're looking at what happened last week against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, the Falcon
the
game.
Steelers.
Yeah,
and they're feeling like, you know, that we're going to get after them because they feel like we're going to get this pass rush going. Mm-hmm. They believe that.
You believe that.
Well, no, I believe that, and they do too. The fans are with me with this.
Here's the other thing. You're not going to tell me that Justin Fields is going to go into Atlanta and get a win. Meanwhile, we can't beat that same team here in Philly.
Right. I mean, I think they're going to win, too. They're catching.
It can happen.
Well, they better not. Let's put it that way. Ziggy.
That's the rationale right there.
It is. Ziggy in Lehigh Valley. What's up, Ziggy?
You have to look for the future.
Oh, Ziggy.
Yeah, I'm here, Joe.
What's up, Ziggy? How are you?
Not much. Hey, listen. Don't get so excited, man. It's going to be fine. Saquon is a monster.
Monster.
Last week, I'm telling you, those DBs were already making business decisions. They didn't hit anyone in the preseason, and there's no way they were going to hit him. He's a bull. Like, compare him to Christian McCaffrey. McCaffrey's like a fire plug, like a fire hydrant. But Saquon's a tank. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
he's a great player. He's got great skill.
Fine. He's not going to get injured. He's behind a great offensive line. Great. They're going to rest him when they know he needs a little bit of rest. We're going to use him.
I'm with you, dog. I'm with you. I'm trying to get Joe right. Joe's being a little worry word over
I'm
here.
I'm not a worry word. I'm trying to get everyone in the right direction here. 26 touches, Ziggy. That's a lot.
All right. Well, listen, Joe. It's called BetterHelp. You can find a therapist that suits you. And you can.
I don't need. Well, I mean, I could. And if you use that, it's great. But I have 4 hours a day on WIP. This is my BetterHelp.
This is therapy. This is therapy right here, baby.
That in check.
You have to check that. You have anxiety. You got to check that.
I have running back anxiety. I do.
There's no therapy talking to guys like Cowboy Jim.
No, yeah.
I want to face the Mets. Okay, the Mets.
You sure about that, Ziggy? You sure?
We already blew out the Braves twice. We don't got to do it again. Anyway, they have better pitching. So, yeah, let's go with the Mets.
Ziggy, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. There's one element to the Mets thing.
What's that?
That we didn't bring up earlier. Remember what happened when the Knicks played the Sixers in the first round?
And we thought we had them.
Well, not just that. That the series was a toss-up. But what happened with the fans when the Knicks
came? Oh, they were deep.
They came here.
Yeah, so they're going to be here tonight.
No, but I mean in the playoffs. Do you want a whole half a stadium of Mets fans coming down here?
I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think it would be as bad as the Sixers. Yeah. I think a lot of Sixers ticket holders gave up their tickets, right, and moved off it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't anticipate that being with the Phillies tickets. It would be some, though, Hugh. Like, you go to a Phillies-Braves playoffs game. I mean, how many Braves fans are there? 500, 1,000 maybe out of the 40,000, right? Mm-hmm. It's a very, very small amount. If the Mets played the Phillies in the playoffs,
it's going to be more.
I mean, that it just happens. It's part of the when you play a rival that's very close to you, it happens. I'd rather play the Braves. I don't think the Braves are very strong this year comparatively. Let's talk to David in Westchester. What's up, David?
Hey, you guys need to track down Sharon Pugh and give her some time on the air so she can rebut Hugh Douglas.
We do, David.
Absolutely. That poor woman, I feel bad for her.
Well, no, she asked for it.
She's still working at McDonald's. She probably owned a couple McDonald's.
She fired Hugh.
She'd be all right.
She did fire. Yeah, her Jack Del Rio. What's up with that?
She did fire me.
All right, Joe, I'm going to end this discussion right after this call. You're going to agree with me 100%.
God, finally.
But what I need you to do is put on your glasses, because you obviously don't have them on, because I need Smart Joe for this.
All right? Glasses are officially on. Go ahead.
Okay. Would you agree that Vince Lombardi knows a little bit about football?
Yes.
Okay, so Vince Lombardi was quoted as saying, there is only one way to succeed in anything, and that is to give it everything. So do you think resting Saquon, being careful Saquon, is everything? I'm going to say no. Would you agree?
I would agree, but we're fighting for a bigger picture than just beating the Falcons in week two here.
No.
Yeah.
Vince said it. All right, we got to agree. Now, here's where we're going to just end this discussion right now. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Saquon, you want to run the ball? You do? Okay, Saquon wants to run the ball. Burgers will be ready in a minute. Don't eat that plant-based butter.
Oh, he's in. He's at the house.
He's at the house. Yeah, he's there with him.
That's a good one.
So we let Saquon decide on his usage.
Let him do his thing.
Yeah. Well, but current players famously know more than the teams. I mean, David, we appreciate the call. But if you ask any pitcher, they want to come out of the game. No, I'm good.
Some of them might.
Most don't.
Some of them, when they're getting lit up.
You got a couple snaps left in you? Yes. I mean, you can't trust the player on this.
No, you can ask me if I ain't got no snaps left in me.
That's because you used to be a player.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm cool. I'm not trying to do that.
Yeah, now you're more plant-based than you used to be there.
Definitely.
Yeah. We all agree on that.
With that. I'm comfortable.
No, I know you are. All right, let's grab Jay in West Philly. What's up, Jay?
Hey, yo.
What's up, Jay?
Please tell me this is an act, man.
What do you mean?
You're scared of everything, man. This is ridiculous.
So if I'm scared of everything, I'm on brand, Jay, right? Am I on brand?
You are definitely on brand.
It can't be possible for you to be scared of everything, Joe. Everything.
See, you consider it scared. I just consider it thinking clearly. No, I'm not scared of the Braves. I want the Braves. How many times, Jay? 25 a game?
He should get 20 a game, Minimum 20 times a game.
Why do you think nobody in the NFL does this anymore? You think they're all scared, all the NFL teams?
What do you mean? The Ravens just signed Henry? Didn't McCaffrey get money?
No, but they don't give them the ball 20 times per game. 20 times per game.
It's one game. Was that the Super Bowl? Was that the season?
I was fine with week one, Jay. I'm saying now moving forward, they got to be careful.
Yo, when you go out, you and your wife go out together, right? The dinner and all that stuff?
Yeah, of course.
They go out separate.
Yeah, everything with somebody. Oh, it might be people over there. Oh, like, you're really scared of everything. I don't know how she go out with you at the time, man.
Jay, let me ask you a question. When you cross the street, do you look if the cars are going by, or you just say, nah, I'm not scared?
Hey, one pass, I'll go after the car.
Now I'm scared for you, Jay. I want you to stay healthy, because you better look both ways.
Don't be scared of scared for me. I don't made it this far. You scared about me.
Well, I'm not sure, Jay. Sometimes I'm not sure how, Jay. We appreciate the phone call. I mean, Jay's got to look both ways.
By the grace of God.
By the grace of God, Jay's still with us. Not looking both ways before he crosses the street. I love this idea that, like, I'm from the future here, where they protect the running back. You guys are back in we're in 1980s here on WIP today. This is the early 90s. Hand the ball off.
No, we're in the 60s because we brought up Vince Lombardi.
This is unbelievable. I mean, this is leather helmet stuff I'm hearing today on WIP.
The best was when he said, do you and your wife go out together? Like, wait a minute. Hey, Joe,
I'll
meet
you there. As far as I know, Jay. As far as I'm aware.
Like, Joe, hey, hon, you want to go to dinner? Nah, I'll drive. I'll see you there.
Yeah, we'll meet up.
That's how it works.
After that, I need to talk to someone else who's plant-based today. What's up, Miles?
Yo, guys, what's up?
Hey, Miles, what's up?
Listen, despite my best efforts and moral judgments and truly the content of my character, I agree with Joe Giglio again.
Thank you. Miles, I needed that today because I just took a call from a guy who doesn't look both ways when he crosses the street.
You absolutely hate to see that.
I'm here for you, Joe. Let me tell you, it's not just an injury thing because, Hugh, every time the injury thing has been brought up, you're like, oh, well, the Giants offensive line is garbage. There are a bunch of weenies over there. That doesn't matter. Once you're injured, you are more likely to be injured again. The body deteriorates.
And so I disagree with that.
Not only is it best for Saquon, but also the best running back room is a platoon. That's when we won the World Series, platoon running game. Well, you have young, good running backs as well. And I think if you wait till Saquon gets injured, those guys aren't going to be as ready for the game. Whereas now, nobody's talking about sitting him in a nice glass box on the sideline. But guys, you can run him maybe 10 times a game, throw him 5 passes a game, 15, 20 touches. I think that's plenty because you have so many other weapons, and it gives a chance for the backup running backs and other receivers to get a chance to touch the ball too, which will be important when inevitably, unfortunately, someone will go down.
That's right. And then they'll have a fresher Saquon in December. Like last year, we fell apart in December. This year, we could be strong in December because we have Saquon fresh and ready to go, Hugh.
I disagree with the injury-prone thing, though, on two fronts, because in college, Terrell Davis was considered an injury-prone running back. When he got to NFL, he wasn't. My first couple years in the NFL, I was considered an injury-prone player. After I got here, I was hurt 1 year, and then after that, not so much anymore.
Maybe that's because you were eating all that rich food when you were
eating all that plant-based. I wasn't plant-based back then, but I think it has something to do. But I think it has something to do with the way you train, and I also feel like with Saquon, the workload that he was getting with the Giants and the people he were playing with, they weren't on par with each other. I think it's going to be different here because of the reason I said. I think being able to not have to, work as hard and run the ball more efficiently here, we'll have an opportunity to keep him more healthy.
I mean, yes, that's true. Being behind a better offensive line will reduce his chance of injury. But his chance of injury is already higher because of how many injuries he has sustained.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that, though.
College, and, maybe you have injuries in college, you come to the NFL, you're okay. But if you're in the NFL for 7 years and you got a bunch of injuries in the NFL, including one, these were serious injuries, man. And I just think that the idea of putting a cap on him to some extent, I mean, he's an amazing weapon. Use him. But you don't got to run him into the ground. You don't got to go full force against the Falcons week 2, I totally agree with Joe. It's like you can play him, but really the most important games that are real need to win, maybe for the #1 seed, that's when you turn to your star playmakers like that with that kind of volume. You feed the hot hand. But you have so many weapons that can contribute here. And I'm going to say my point again. You got a young, exciting running back room that I want to see get some touches. Kyle's over there fucking sorry.
I like the passion.
Well, we love the passion
like
on
the
a
passion.
Friday. Miles, we love you.
But
love the passion on a Friday.
I was close to doing the same thing when he said platoon. You platoon guys like Johan Rojas and Austin Hayes or Jay Ajayi and LeGarrette Blount. You don't platoon Saquon Barkley with Will Shipley and Kenny Gainwell.
I'm with you on that. Usually platoons are two players that have similar levels, and you put them in the right spot for them. This is not that. But we also, I do think we're a little hard. I mean, someone earlier said that Gainwell is flat trash or something.
Yeah, he did. He can't stand it.
And since he got to the NFL, his career average yards per carry is like 4.4. He's not a bad running back.
Nowhere near what Saquon Barkley is.
Of course, we all know that. I'm just saying, like, if he gets four or five of the carries a game on the 25 they're going to run, it's not going to kill the Eagles.
Any Gainwell touch is a wasted opportunity. Or any Saquon touch is a wasted opportunity.
Unless that Saquon touch, that Gainwell touch, means an extra Saquon touch in January. You got to think about this.
What
like
if you
that.
Give Gainwell a touch and he gets hurt, like you're so scared about with Saquon?
I told you, Will Shipley has juice. I've been trying to tell you this since August.
A lot of touching going on.
Well, while we're in the business of bubble wrapping everybody, I mean, let's not get Kenny Gainwell hurt because he could be backing up. You could spell Saquon Barkley.
I am just saying this. You make it sound like this running back room behind Saquon is a disaster.
It's just a little plant-based.
It's a little kind of a plant-based
running back room behind Saquon.
It probably is. All right, I'm going to make a quick analogy because all you guys are, you don't want to think about this stuff like I do. I'm just thinking ahead. You call me scared, okay? So I'm going to bring you inside the show here, okay? So we try to take our breaks for commercials around the same time each hour, right? Mm-hmm. That's generally how we do it. Once in a while, though, there's something's going on, or there's a call, or something funny, and we're a little late to it, right? But we have to think about this, and Kyle would know, because if we're a little late now, and then we're a little late the next segment, by the time we get to the final hour of the show, we got a million commercials we got to run, and we've got no time left. Like, you kind of have to plan. It doesn't mean, when I say this, I don't mean Monday night if it's a close game that I want to put him on the bench. I just think they need to be careful and kind of think through this, because you could wake up in 3 weeks, three close games, like the Falcon game was close, the Saints game was close, and all of a sudden, he's got 100 carries already, and it's October, like the first of October. And then what?
Well, don't you want our best content on the show within our 4 hours?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
But
that's my question.
I'm also in charge of thinking big picture around here, okay? And that for Saquon, we got to be careful. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, let's do it. We do it every week. It is time to guess the takes. What is everyone talking about on Monday morning?
It's time to guess the takes.
Yeah. All right, I'll go first this week. We got another Sunday we could dive into the NFL because the Eagles are playing on Monday night this week. And Hugh, I think a take we're going to hear on Monday, this is a double whammy. That number one, we went way too far on the Caleb Williams hype. I don't think he's close to ready to dominate the league. I mean, I saw some people saying they're going to be in the NFC title game. They're going to win 12 games. I mean, come on. He was running backwards to take a sack last week. He's a very talented and probably going to be a really good quarterback, but he's a rookie. Take a deep breath. And the other side of that is the best rookie quarterback this year is the guy that was picked right after him. Jaden Daniels played way better last week than Caleb Williams. Jaden Daniels is going to play better again this week, and he's probably going to win and beat the Giants. The best rookie quarterback is not Caleb Williams. It's Jaden Daniels.
Joe, you know what? Can I piggyback off of this a little bit? Like, if I had come from outer space on a spaceship and I came to Earth, and the way that they were praising this man last week, talking about he won his first game as a rookie and all this other stuff hasn't been done in a while, I would have sworn that he threw for at least 300 yards and was the best quarterback out there. Joe, he was 14 for 29, 93 yards. Did not throw not nan touchdown. His QBR was 28.6. I'm kind of with you on that. But you know what? I'm going to do this. Because of what's going on and what's about to transpire, I don't know what's going to happen. But Deshaun Watson last week looked like he was disinterested in playing football for the Cleveland Browns. So I'm going to do my Browns fans a favor, and I'm going to say Jameis Winston is going to come in, and that's going to be the talk. He's going to play this weekend. He's going to come in, and he's going to save the Browns season.
Wow. Watson bench for Jameis. I like that. That's going to be a fun one if that happens on Monday. All right, Kyle, what do you think? What's your guess to take for this week?
Look out for the Arizona Cardinals.
Look out for what you mean? Look out how?
They actually are a team that could compete for the final.
I think he's right.
They could compete for the final wild card spot.
I think you're
Gannon's doing a good job. Kyler Murray's a pain in the ass. Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to get better as the year goes on.
They're
going
to beat the Rams
on Sunday.
I think they're going to. The Rams are very banged up.
That was a last second pivot by me when I looked at the matchup.
Puka's out. Their offensive linemen are all banged up.
Puka done for at least 4 weeks, right?
Yeah. And the Cardinals last week, they had the Bills, and then they let it go at the end. Is Jonathan Gannon a good coach? He might be.
Yeah, all right, fine.
Yeah, I mean, like, that just...
he said whatever you say.
He might be.
Look, if he goes like 9-8 and gets into the 7th seed there, I might have to admit it.
Look, he's turned that thing around. They look competent. Now we'll see if they start winning games. All right, there it is. Guess the takes for week number two. All right, let's go to Josh in Wilmington. Josh is up on WIP. Hey, Josh.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
What's going on, man?
Happy Friday, Josh. What's up?
So, real quick, Joe, I want to just kind of lead with the Saquon stuff, right? So, let's do this because we all know our fan base, right? Mm-hmm. So, let's put Saquon in a situation where, you know, oh my God, there's a point in the game where we have to use him. right? But, man, he was awfully close. And, you know, we're just, you know, we're going to give him some rest. Or it's not the – here comes Kenny Gainwell, and he gets freaking blown up for the 1-2-yarder that we need. You know, we're all going to be screaming, why the hell wasn't Saquon Barkley in there, so on and so forth.
Paying the
you know, so it's like, it's I'm with you. And you know, we brought him here, feed him.
Feed
right?
the beast, man.
Feed him.
Feed
him.
And they did that, you know, and they won, Josh, in week one.
Hey, so, you take him to the Golden Corral.
Yeah, we're going to the Golden Corral.
Well, Hugh is actually going to the Golden Corral.
And we bring in Tupperware.
No, you can't. I told you, you can't do that.
I know you can't.
You know what I mean?
But I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to bring my backpack. Bring my backpack.
You know what I mean? I'm going to go hit stab and grab some super big gold cups and fill them up, too.
Yeah, they got so, they had a big cup.
So another thing, too, like Hugh,
yes.
Bucky's is awesome. Bucky's is.
See, I listen.
Many times
I'm trying to get like Joe don't want to ride. He don't want to ride to New Orleans with me. I'm trying to tell you,
they have
Joe,
planes now.
It's like a supermarket. Yeah, it's like a supermarket fun. Gas
wait,
station.
But I can fly. You can pick me something up at Bucky's,
no,
and we'll meet
Joe,
in New Orleans.
No,
take that drive any,
you,
any
it's not
and every
the same,
day of the week.
Joe. It's not the same thing. It's an experience. Bucky's is a experience that you have
yeah.
to experience.
I would like to experience Bucky's, but that's
like they got like 200 gas bays. They got like 200 gas station pumps.
Yeah.
Like 200 of them
yeah.
things.
That's a lot.
I mean, some of them,
yes.
Some of them got a diner in there. Some
yes.
of them, I mean, it, no
and they have something.
A shower in there if you want.
Ooh,
yeah.
Josh,
hold on, hold
Josh,
on, hold
wait
on.
A minute.
They have a
yeah.
shower?
Yes.
Yeah.
Joe,
guys.
They have something where they have chicken. And they
yeah.
have
in the shower.
They have, no, listen. See, now you're being
chicken,
funny.
You,
they got the
chicken.
No, they got the baked chicken and they stuff it with lobster. They got the lobster stuffed chicken.
I think you guys are
and
making this up.
No, I'm not.
No.
Bucky's
nope.
is taking the world by storm. I'm trying to get
listen,
y'all right.
You know what gets me is when you're driving. For my first time, I did some over-the-road stuff, and it was all through the South. And you can't drive 5-10 miles without seeing a billboard with the
that's
Bucky
the
up,
beautiful
you know what I mean?
Part about Bucky's, because you know what? You might be 100 miles away from a Bucky's,
yeah.
and they're telling you that you got 100 miles to go before you reach
yeah.
the Bucky's.
Listen, the snacks sound
that's
great.
Right.
The hat that Hugh had is cool. The 200 gas bays is great. Guys, I'm not showering in a convenience store. I don't know why.
It's not a convenience store. It's a lifestyle, Joe. I'm trying to tell you. You're not listening to what
it's
I'm saying.
It's not a life I'm
yes,
about to be.
Yes, it is.
Kyle, they're trying to get me to believe there's a shower in this Wawa of the South.
Even if there was, would you even come close to setting foot in there?
Dude, it,
you'll
yes.
contract something
no,
instantly.
There's
it's
no
not,
shot.
Listen, it's
I'm
not,
showering at Bucky's.
Listen, it's not
you
what
get
you
disease.
It's not what you think. I'm telling you, Bucky's. I
it
was
doesn't
mad.
Sound right.
Yeah, there's
listen,
no way I'm buying this.
I don't know what happened, but on my way up here, I said, you know what? When I drove from Atlanta back to Philly,
yeah.
I said I got to hit the Bucky's before I hit Philly. I missed it. I don't know how I missed it. But I missed it. I'm like, the whole trip, I'm like, damn, I missed Bucky's.
Look, you can't be trusted.
I know.
No, I'm trying to. Please, somebody that has been to Bucky's, call in and tell these people how great Bucky's is.
Is that plant-based you talking?
No, this is meat, the meatitarian. That's talking to you. Bucky's is phenomenal.
I'm for anything you add to a convenience store, whatever you want to call it, like, you know, extra food, you know, burgers, pizza, all this, coffees. I don't need a shower.
Bucky's.
At Bucky's.
Bucky's will change your life, Joe. When you go, you'll be like,
no,
they got so much stuff.
No, I'll go in there.
They
just not the shower
wall,
part.
They have a wall.
It's weird.
Of different, like different snacks and stuff and different candies. It's just phenomenal.
Sounds like Wawa with a shower. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop a...
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.